Well, thank you again for your welcome. It is wonderful to be here, and I shall say more about how I've heard and what I've heard a little bit about Truro. So thank you for encouragement about the article. It is encouraging. Sometimes you feel in my role, you blar on endlessly and you don't know whether anyone listens or takes any notice. So it's nice to know that at least you are. Thank you. No, that's good. Anyway, it's fantastic to come here. I love to come to local churches to worship with you, to pray together and to hear and to see what God is doing in your midst. It's such a huge privilege and one of the highlights of the role that I have. So as General Secretary, my role is basically to offer leadership to the Baptist Union of Great Britain, and I do that in three ways mainly. Firstly, through prayer. I see it as my most important role is to be praying and seeking God for us as a movement. My second thing is to connect people together and to encourage networking and our sense of team. And the third thing I do is I represent you. Lots of other people do as well, but I represent you sometimes as far as Baptists can be represented, of course. I represent you nationally and internationally as well. So that's kind of a bit of what I do. Anyway, I come here today. I'm very excited to be here. I've been really looking forward to coming. And I also bring David Kerrigan. I bring his greetings as well from Baptist World Mission. And we try and take each other's greetings around where we go, because we can't both be all everywhere at once. Anyway, just indulge me a quick whiz through some thoughts about Baptist Together, just because it's exciting. So there you go. So as I said, Baptist Together is a network of 2,000 churches, 13 regional associations, you're in the Southwest Association, 5 colleges and 3 specialist teams who are based in Didcot. And we share a vision to grow healthy churches in relationship for God's mission. Because if we're healthy churches, we'll be doing our thing. And our thing is to participate in God's mission. So that's what we want to be doing. And I love this picture, which of course is all based on, God spoke to me a lot about this, the vine. As we come, as we abide in Christ, the fruit comes and God longs for fruitfulness. So we want to be fruitful for God. But you're not just part of it. I know sometimes you might feel a little bit isolated down here in the Southwest. So I wanted you to see, even in the UK, you're part of a bigger scene. But actually, just stop and think about the world, because you're part of an amazing network around the world. It's not just in the UK. Did you know there are over 52 Baptist unions in the European Baptist Federation, which includes Europe, the Middle East and Central Asia? And there are 52 million members worldwide who are part of the Baptist World Alliance, and over 200 unions around the world who are connected. So as you worship this morning here, you are part of this amazing global family. And of course, we know that's only a small part of God's amazing global family, which is the whole church. So be encouraged as you worship. You are not alone. You are part of this amazing network. Part of what I want to do today is to come and say thank you. Thank you for all the ways that you encourage and release mission. There's no one else, someone else in another department isn't doing this. It's all of us doing it where we are. And so I want to thank you for your prayer. I want to come and thank you for your participation, for releasing leaders and for your generosity of spirit. I want to thank you for your mission and your evangelism. And I want to thank you for your giving. All these things are really important, and share and bless not only the local church community here and the local community and regionally, nationally, but around the world. You are encouraging people. And I want to thank you, because God has given us an incredible mission, and we trust that God gives us the resources we need to do what he calls us to do. It's as simple as that, but it comes from us, doesn't it? So if you want to know what we do together, here's my little 4 things. So the first thing we do together is pioneering and planting. 94% of our country, people in our country, do not yet follow Christ. That's a huge mission field, isn't it? And we need to do more things and new things if we are going to reach people to Christ. And obviously through your work down in Penzance, it's about reaching people who don't yet know Christ. And that's what we do together, is we're passionate about this. We're also passionate about equipping churches in mission, being effective where they are, sharing and demonstrating and embodying the love of Christ. And we do that in all sorts of ways. We also are passionate about investing in godly leaders. because we know that leadership is key in terms of releasing God's people and releasing mission. And then finally, we got that thing about enabling a voice in the public square. So you, as one little church, may not be able to say much about some of the things that are happening about migration and all this kind of stuff, but we can get together and we can share voices from Baptist churches to speak into our government life, into the media, internationally into things, and that's part of what we do. So those are the four things we do. Matt's already mentioned the magazine. I brought some copies with you, and I had a bit of a funny moment. I was looking for, where's my box of magazines? Because the edition of the magazine that I thought would be really great is all about Beacons of Hope, you see. And then I was looking everywhere for it, and then I realised it hasn't been printed yet. So I'd seen the proof, and the proof is so exciting. I was looking for it, and it's not there. Anyway, but there is. This is here. I've got some free copies at the back. Take them. It's £6 a year to subscribe to this. That is a bargain. I keep telling them to put it up, so you better get in there before I get them to put it up. Four magazines a year. Absolutely brilliant. I'm just so inspired by this. And you obviously are too, sir. So that's good. So if you want to know what's going on, some things going on, there you go.